Dina de Malchuse Dina, it's a din in the Gemara that Omar Shmuel, Gemara in Gittin, Gemara Baba Kama, Dina de Malchuse Dina, the law of the land, it's a law, which means you must follow it. Now this rule of Dina de Malchuse Dina, it's one of the most complicated halachot in Hoshem Mishpat. In the first scheme also. A lot of contradictions, a lot of doubts, sfekot. When do we hold Dina de Malchusa Dina, when we don't hold? What kind of kingdom? What kind of government? What land? And sometimes you see the poskim take the strong position within Adam al-Husadina, sometimes they ignore it. And the poskim themselves write such a thing, that they are complex halachas, but nevertheless we have to learn them, try to learn when do they apply. As I said, the din Adam al-Husadina, it's an halacha which all the Rishonim write. We haven't found Lo Matzino Misha Cholek al Shmuel. We haven't found anyone who disagrees on Shmuel in the Gemara, and therefore Halacha like Shmuel, that Dina de Malchusa is Dina. One of the main sugyas where Shmuel spoke is in validating agreements, shtarot, documents which are written in secular courts, whether they are business agreements, any other agreements. Even if the edim, the witnesses, are Gentiles, which are posel, leidus. Even if the judge is again a Gentile, which they are posel lodum. But if it's accepted in court, it will be accepted in Beis Din. The reason for Dina de Malchuse Dina, even if it's an accepted halacha, we find three or four different group of Rishonim saying different reasons. The Ran in the Dorim, that Dina de Malchuse Dina is only Malche Akum, Gentile government. The land belongs to him. If you don't keep what I say, I will just throw you out of my land. It belongs to me. You cannot say Dina de Malchusa Dina on the kings of Eretz Israel, Lamosh of David HaMelech, Shloimeh HaMelech, when there was kingdom. There's no Dina de Malchusa Dina because he cannot say Agaresh Otchem Min Haaretz, because the land doesn't belong to him. It belongs to all of us. She'anachnu kulanu shutafim ba, we are all partners. So there is an interesting approach that we are talking about a government that owns the land. Owns it like the previous kings, like you read in history. That the king owned the land. Today's government, no one owns anything. The president doesn't own it, and the ownership of the United States, it's the United States itself, not a president, not a group of governors. That will be a difference, according to the Ran, if today we would say Dina de Malchusa Dina in a government like we have Bisman as a. There are only a few countries in the world who still have kingdoms, but most of them don't. Another reason you find amongst the Rishonim, not because the land belongs to him, not because of that. Very simple, because the Bnei Malchus accepted him. All the citizens accepted the Melech from their own free will. No one disagreed, So we went into business, so speaking, together. That, yes, would include all our countries today. We even vote for it. So our opinion, accepting this or that president or government, it's an acceptance. We accept it. Whatever they will say, whatever they will decide, is accepted by us. And therefore, the Din HaMalchus would institute and constitute Gezel, to violate the Isur of Gezel, stealing. And therefore the Melech, or the government, when I say Melech, I mean a government, according to this Rishonim, that we accepted, they have right to tax us. And the taxes they take, it's not that they are stealing. Although they take it, might be against our will. Not only that they are not stealing, but if we take it from them, we are the Gazlonim, not they. Not only they are allowed to impose taxes and force us to pay taxes, not only they are allowed, the Gemara brings, to destroy your home and my home to build the bridge because they decide they need it, and I stay homeless. Not only that, but if we try to avoid the taxes, what the Gemara calls lehavriach et hameches, to hide ourselves from taxes, and to cross the border, merchandise, goods, and non-declaring it, in order to avoid the taxes, we are stealing manat hamelech, the share of the government. Because al dat ken, we came to this country to accept all the laws that the state obliges us. And if not, we don't like it, we'll move somewhere else. Others learn it from a pasuk. When Klal Yisrael asks Shmuel Hanavi, it was already old, Vayikra Zoken Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph Perekhes, Vayikra Zoken Shmuel, Vayasem Esbonav Shoftim, there were Shoftim, Chulhu, and Klal Yisrael came, Ato Zakanto, you are and even your children don't follow the way you. Place us, give us a king. That's Nabi Shaul HaMelech. Shmuel is very unhappy. And he tells him, you know what? Listen to what the Melech is going to do. Ze Mishpat HaMelech. Asherim lo halechem. As Beneichem Ikach, he will take your children as slaves. He will use them to ride his chariots. They will run in front of the Melech as slaves. He'll take all your children and pledge them workers to plow his fields, to plant. Your daughters, he will take them as cooks and bakers. Your fields and properties he will take for himself. And all you plant and all your vineyards, he'll take it. He'll give it to his workers. Your slaves and your maids will be for him. Your cattle will belong to him and you will be his slaves. Then you would ask from Hashem and that will be too late. This is what the Gemara calls Amur beParshas Shmuel or beParshas Melech. He warns them. He tells them this is what's going to happen. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Is it true? Is this true? Can a Melech do this? Could Shaul HaMelech do all this? Could David HaMelech do this? Could Shlomo do this? Or he only meant to scare them? Because he was upset when they were asking for a melech. And that's a machlokes if ha'omur beparshas melech, ha'melech mutar boy, or ha'omur beparshas melech, ha'melech osur boy. So many Rishonim learn and pasken that ha'omur beparshas melech, melech mutar boy. And this is in short, dina, de malchus, dina, in different words. So Dina de Malchus Adina is a posuk, a psukim in Shmuel. That Shmuel tells the people, the nation, it's going to happen, and the Melech is allowed to do it, or not. So one of the sources for Dina de Malchus Adina, as I said, is the man de Amar. If we ask him, it's a question that Kol Ha'amur Parshas Melech, Melech Mutar Boy, is Memela Das Dina de Malchus. Another Rishonim, another set of Rishonim, mentioned that Dina de Malchus Adina is because Bnei Noach Mitztavu Al Adinim. Since the Bnei Noach, the Gentiles, one of their mitzvahs is to set a system of law, a court system for the nation. So Memela, they have power and koach to tax you and to take whatever they need to run the government. And not only that, as I said, but that constitutes Gezel if we try to take it away from them, or to hide it, or to go around it. Now, what kind of government are we talking about? A melech that is accepted. A melech, a king, that has authority, that has power. But if the nation is against it, or the nation doesn't accept it, or not everyone accepts him, or not all the states accept him, and there is sort of a machloikas in the Loshon HaRishonim, in matbeyo or tivo yotze bechol haaretz, if his authority is national. Lo omru din hamalchus din ela bemelech shematveyo yoytze beoisam harotzos, in all the states. Share hiskimu aleim bnei medino. Others say dina de malchus dina, it's only matters with the government, directly with the malchus. But something that has nothing to do with the malchus. But the judge, the court system, obliges it, not the government. The government has a court, and the judge, their judges, decide this or that, that you don't say Dina de Malchus Adina, correct? That is the Shaila in the Rashbo, that someone asked the Rashbo, interesting, fascinating question. Famous Rashbo in Siman, Mechaber Beis Yosef brings the Rashbo. What's in the Rashbo? That someone died and left Big Yerusha. Ubidinehem means in the Mishpat HaAkum, the daughters take share of the ladies take share of the Yerusha, also like men. And they want to come and say, Dina de Malchus Adina. And you'll give us a share like the boys, like the men. And if Ploini died and he left five girls and five boys, it should be divided into 10 and into 5. Because Din HaMelucha, Din HaMalchus is Din. Didn't you say it? Zog the Rashba has an answer that Din HaMalchus is a Din only when it does not contradict our Hoshe Mishpat, our Halochas. But Din HaMalchus Din, when it goes against Din Torah, Loi, Shim Ken, because if that's the case, Botalta Gola Torah Kulo, you just cancel the entire Torah. Let's go and judge like a civil court and close the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, the Shach in Siman Ayin Gimel, in Hoshe Mishpat, Ayin Gimel, in Sof Kotel Ametes, says very, very clearly, asks very, very clearly, that Dina de Malchus Adina is only when the Torah does not say anything about it. When there is no psak, there's no din like that in Shulchan Aruch, either or, Lechayev or Liftoir, then Din HaMalchus comes into the picture. But if according to Shulchan Aruch his potter is exempt or liable, Din HaMalchus cannot help him there. Because we will not abandon Torah's Moshe and take Din HaMalchus. And even if you accept it and you vote for it, and it's made with your own consent, and you vote in the Israeli country, let's say, I call it the Israeli state, that we appoint this government and they have a certain secular court system and they grant equal inheritance, men and girls and ladies, everything is cancelled. Because even if they are Jewish, the judges, they are Yidden, but they are Yidden who judge other Yidden with a secular law, with the law of the previous governors, the British, the Ottoman Empire, against the Shulchan Aruch.
So what would be the case of Dinei Malchus, in that according to the Rashba, then even the court cases, you go shtoris from
shtoris that are agreement between you and I. It's nothing an agreement that is not against
the Torah doesn't want Avis of Akum, so how are we having Avis of Akum?
No. So, if you and I accept him as an head, even if he is Pasul, it's fine. You and I accepted a Gazlan, which is Pasul Eidus, not a Goy, a Gazlan. You and I accepted a lady to be made. Both, plaintiff and defendant. We are waiving our rights. Whatever she says, we'll do. You and I accept Poloni as a judge. Fine, whatever he judges, we'll do. That's an agreement. It's individually. But when it's done, Zog the Chazon Ish and I get it, in a national form, in Eretz Yisrael, Keneged the Torah, that is the biggest Chilul Hashem, and there's no din hamalchus. Is din of gazlonim. In fact, not only the Chazon Ish, but recently, before he was niftar, Rabbi Omer also has the same question that Rav Ovadia Yosef. Someone asks him if a person could, ha'im mutar min hadin lehishtamet, to hide from paying taxes, income tax, or any other taxes, which is for the Medina, for the government. Or should we say, because Dina de Malchus Dina? Another question he has in the same sefer, different volume, Hayadua shelefi din ha-tero en ha-bonus your choice. Ladies don't take part of Yerusha. It's against the Choyka Medina, of this Medina, which in the Batei HaMishpat HaChilonim, HaBanot Yorshot. Could we follow? So of course the first answer is that even if you say Dina de Malchus Adina, but the Rashba wrote, he brings Tshuva as a Rashba, that you cannot say Dina de Malchus Adina connected Din Torah, it's impossible. At the end he says, Be'oifan, Be'oifan, he says that in the bonim, if the men want to give up their rights, they're allowed to. And if not, the ladies are gazlonim. And the dayonim, or the judges, and even the dayan, who pass a dayan, who passes equal rights or any right for ladies to be yoresh, the dayan is posul, because he's over on Mishpat HaTorah, v'chulu v'chulu. That's based on Dina de Malchusa Keneged Halocha.
Why is it different than accepting it?
No, accepting is only individually speaking. But as a national system, that this will be the law in the country, where in Eretz Israel, where is the palace of the king, Paltin Shel Melech, and you do against him, It's a system. That's the law.
So if
you and I accept, that's not the law. You and I accept it.
So if somebody goes to court and a Bedouin wants to say Eidus,
and so, but you don't accept him.
I don't want to accept you because I know it's against me.
Exactly.
So I'm allowed to.
Nothing. You are allowed to reject to say no. No, there's not in the Malchus there.
Shmuel
didn't talk in that case. Shmuel was talking shtaris, a shtar, an agreement.
Yeah, but a shtar is signed by a Bedouin.
Fine.
I signed it.
Yeah, but there you agree whatever he says we will do. You mevater on the moment. You agree.
But
but a choik in the Medina, which means a law, the constitution, a constitution against the Torah cannot exist.
If when two people decide that they agree to whatever the terms are, regardless of who the witnesses are, so why does Shmuel have to come out to the Chiddush of Dina de Machusa? Even in Torah law, that we would recognize that whoever we pick to be our witnesses and our judges, it would be binding.
Yeah. But Dina de Machusa goes that far. What about witnesses? That the Melech has right to take my monies. And not only that, but it's considered gzela. If I avoid it, if I hide it. If I mavriach et ha-meches, I go on green and have a golden watch in my pocket and have a fur coat in my suitcase, or I have 10 boxes of who knows what, or I have in the merchandise coming from Japan and I have someone to be misadder everything, you are a gazlan and you are posoleidus. That far? The Shulchan Aruch Paskens. HaMelech Shekova Meches in Shinsamachtet HaMelech Shekova Meches taxes on his Bnei HaMedino, and he appointed a tax collector, IRS Aleph Yud Reish Samach. He appointed IRS, and it's for the government, they work for the government, to collect the taxes. And the collector is Nemon, he doesn't put anything into his pocket, nor he violates the law, he collects whatever the Melech tells him to do. Venoida she'odam ze ne'eman, ve'no moisif klum al ma she'gozar ha'melech, that is dina de malchusa dina. Velo oid elo, that hamavriach et hameches, as if you just try to hide it, ze oiver alotikzol, vipeneshu goizel es hamelech, whether the melech was a yid, or the melech is a goy. Vechen, Yisroel shekona et hameches from the melech. The melech would sell the meches. The melech would sell, the government would sell, the meches, the taxes of the Verrazano Bridge in New York City. It would sell everything to a yid, and for a price, and whatever you make, it's yours. And who owns it? Mr. Bernstein. And where's Bernstein? It's in Beis Medrash. And everything goes to the Verrazano, it's for him, because he paid X amount of dollars to the governor. Israel kona es hameches mehamelech amavriach atzmo hareze goizel et Israel, because he bought it. Belongs to the Israel. Aval im kona o hagoi, but if a Gentile buys it, it's mutar. Because you are mafkia alvose. There's such a thing of hafkas alvose. That if a goy, a Gentile, lends a yid could hide and not pay. That's not gzelo. You took it with his permission. So of course, to uproot his halvo, his loan, it's mutar. So gezel a goy is also to go right into his pocket and his account and take, that's gezel a goy. Of course, halvo also is mutar. So therefore, if the goy bought it from the melech, so the melech is not there anymore. So there's no dina de malchusa. The goy bought it. You mafkia from the goy. You tell the goy, I don't owe you. So you cross the verazano, you don't pay. That's not exelo. Mishum davi hafkas alvoso de shore. Bemokom de lika chilul Hashem. So let's make the klolim. To the king, we are a gazlan. To the government, to the IRS, plain, simple gzelo.
Why is it not also of course of us?
No, because dina de malchusa dina. Ishtet in Maharik, listen, very good question. Your question is the case of Mishneh in the Rambam. That's also of course, he said. Do you owe the kings or something? What's the difference? Who do you owe? You owe a Gentile, a Goy, or you owe the king who's right there is a Goy? Zogman said, there is a Maharik. A Maharik was presented with amazing Shaila. That the Melech there in Cologne, that's 600-700 years ago, somewhere in Italy, is the Melech would have taxes. Vayokom Melech Chodosh and said that the taxes the Yidden pay, the taxes that comes from the Yidden, will be specifically to buy the Begodim Hatzoim, the Begodim which are full of Tzoya. Which ones are they? The Begodim of the Poip. The Galochim's Begodim will be bought with the money of the Yidden, the taxes of the Yidden. He calls it Begodim Atzoim. He doesn't say it's Begodim Atzoim. No, Velchi Yid wants to give them the Kesef to turn Ados Agalech. Lehavdi, thousand more million. I want my money for this Baruchas. Not to turn Agalech. So I don't want to pay taxes. For Fallen. I can't help it. Zog de Marik in a tshuva in Kuf Tzadik Dalet, that dina de malchus adina, from the melech, the money is his. So the king is buying the begodim for the galochim with his own money. They even owe it to the king. They have no share in the begodim atzoyim. The king could take the money and burn it. And before you give to the king, it's his. The moment you make it, it's his. Your money is meshubat to him. The haomo ripashas melech, melech mutar boy, you saw? Your fields belong to him, your vineyards to him, your children to him, your daughters to him, your slaves to him, your husbands to him, everything is his. So it's not a matter that you owe it to the king. And then you're going to tell me, of course, Alvoso, I'm not paying my debt. No, it's his. And he buys Begodim Matzoim. So let Tom Voseville, let him do whatever he likes. I'm not buying Begodim Matzoim. I just give him because it's his. That's the Marik's Psak. And so it gives us a new insight. What is Mizert? What is Bichlal? Dina de Malchus Adina. And therefore there is a Lotik Zoil when you keep. It's his money that you kept. It's not you didn't give him what you owe. On the contrary, you went into his pocket and you took it. That's a big difference. Let me find, please, the Marik, because the Gavaldik, the Marik. It's amazing. He's there. And after all, he's there. Here. Ma she'omru li anoshim, she'ho yusham, minyan ha'meches, ki chakarti, ve'omru li, she'em, מיומים הקדמונים, the meches, the taxes will go to the king. And they'll do whatever they'll do with it. They'll fix the roads. But however, this new king, decided, ואומר שמויוס היהודים ייתנו לקנוס בגודים הצויים. הראש המרושה, of course, the hachis. So the Oilam doesn't want to give taxes. It says at the end, Advar HaMeches, the bottom psak, Shegoivim HaYehudim HaOivrim MiMokom LeMokom, the ones who cross the borders, UMimoyos HaMeches Koinim Begodim LeNoi HaAvod HaZaro, MeAchar SheMiYomim HaKadmoinim, there was a Meches there anyway. But they never bought anything for Avod HaZaro. Later came a king, Omnam, Lohosifu didn't add anything. In Kem Mashikonim, Mehamoyos Anizkar, Mimoyos Hasar Hemkoinim, from the money that belongs to the government. Shekvaraya Meches Shelo, it's his. Medina de Malchusa, Vena Israel, Mehanel Abudazaro, you're not giving any benefit to the Galochim. It's his money. It's clearly, Mehamoyos Hasar Hemkoinim. It's their money. שכבר היה המכס שלו עם מדינת המלכוסה. אז מדינת המלכוסה entitles him ownership, and if you don't give it, you're a gaslan. It's not of course alvos. Of course alvos is not a gaslan. מפקיע דה הלוו, he gave you the money with his consent. Lend me 100 dollars, lend me. Tomorrow he says, pay me, he says, you tell him, I don't know you, never saw you. Huh? That's not the gazlan. Gazlan means I'm going to your pocket. That is gazelo. ויגזול החנית מידו, means you take his.
It's not a problem of the zoro. The same way, if I owe the guy $100, and the guy says, I want you to give it to my, you take this $100 that you owe me, and instead of giving it to me, give it to the church. I give it to the church. I'm not favor in danger of being mahana the church, because it wasn't.
No. Maybe yes. Maybe yes, because it's your money until you give it to him. Maybe you are a shutaf with him at least. Maybe you are. Give it to him. Then if he wants to give it to Avodah Zorah.
Okay, but here also.
Here it's his. Here it belongs to the Melech. Shegoizel, the Roshan Rambam. In fact, this Marik is also a Rambam. Aval meches sheposku ha-melech, and he placed a tax collector who's ne'eman, who's trusted. Ve'noida she'odam ze ne'eman. Eno becheskas gazlan. Ve'lo od ela, de lo shana shulchan aruch. Shehu oyver ha-mavriach et ha-melech mipnei shehu goizel Manat HaMelech, the share of the Melech. So it's his share. Although he didn't go into the Melech's pocket. Although he just kept it in his own pocket. That's called a gzela. If I don't pay you, even Israel, I don't pay. It's a gzela. It's a loy ve'rosho ve'no meshalem. Yeah, rosho. But it's not gzela. Lo ve'rasha ve'no meshalem. Shlomo HaMelech says, you borrow, you don't pay, you're a rosho. Good. But not a gzela. In this case, it's a gzelo. The Ramo has a small netia inclination lehokel in something very specific.
So why, if he sells it, is it less?
Because if he sold it, it's not his anymore. He sold it. Now belongs to the mensch.
So whatever he had, he didn't sell?
He sold as a price. He made a deal. I sell you the taxes of an Azano bridge for $10 million for 1 year.
So while it was sold
enough, that's it.
While it was supposed to be in my pocket. Now it's by him, it's not in his pocket.
No, it's his. Belongs to the buyer. Belongs to the buyer. Doesn't belong to the king anymore. The revenues of the Azano belongs to the buyer.
So why is it gneva of the buyer?
It's not gneva. Of course, alvoso. I don't owe you. Because of course, alvoso is mutar by goy. That's the shulchan aruch.
Right. No, but the kesef mishnas kasha. How did the marik answer the kesef mishnas kasha? Whatever the king had, that's what he sold.
If it's like a pikam, he sells it. Then.
What he has, it's his. Before anyone gives, the taxes belong to him. He sells that. He sells the taxes itself, the money itself. He sells. The revenues, whatever, what comes in, he sold it. For a price, whatever the price is.
The right to collect.
He shares the rights to collect. He doesn't sell the money. He doesn't sell the rights of Dina de Malchus Dina. He is not a king. That he cannot sell. The rights of collection, like you say, or that he sells.
What if the Medina doesn't treat it that way?
The Medina doesn't treat it that way?
In other words, as far as the law of the Medina, of that Makom,
yeah,
they don't own it beforehand. It's taka. Oh,
it's not so. You're going to ask me, Hilchas Meiser, I'm going to tell you not Chayavim Meiser until you give taxes. In Meiser Ksofim, you are going to ask, I give Meiser before taxes or after? And I'm going to pass, and not me, everyone, that you give Meiser after taxes, because taxes are not yours. Income taxes doesn't belong to you. So you're not chayiv a meiser. So you cannot tansen of beit hachasanis. So zicher nicht. Oder ahir, oder ahir. That you cannot do. Comes to income taxes, doctor. No, it's not yours, it's mine. Of course, I'll also. I never saw you, I don't know you. And comes to meiser, Mr. Zogan, I don't see the money. It's deducted from the check. Introducing a bit of Ashkofa, Musa, call it whatever you like, is very important in this. It is a nega, it's a plague, which was already an altazach, not from today. The Smag, which is in the time of the Rambam, right after the Rambam, writes, Ukvar dorashti legolus Yerushalayim asher bisforad, in Spain, Yidden that are in Spain, ulishar hagolius, של אדום, יורופ, כי עתו שהאריך הגולוס, יויסן מדי, יש לישראל להיאבדיל מהבלה האוילום. Don't be ambitious. ולאחוז בחויסומו של הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא אמס, לא לשקר, לא לישראל, לא לאקום, לא להטויסום to mislead them, אינו עניין. ולקדש עצמם, אף ומותר להם. When you say לקדש עצמו ומותר לו, you think it's in מחולוס אסורס, other עניונים of קדושה, but לקדש עצמו in הזל. Who heard of? אני אזרח, לקדש עצמו in הזל. And the cause of all of this is that he didn't want to live up to the standards of non-Jews. Behavdil behev leha'oilom. So we have to live up to the financial, let's say, level of a non-Jew, of a goy. And if he has this, I also have to have. And if he has this, bitut mehna zodach, how do you get there? So the taxes are the korban. They pay for that. Lama. Because Israel lo yasu avla, velo yidaberu chozov, velo yimotze befiyem lo shantan, this is a posuk. Ukshiyov ha-kadosh baruch hu lehoshiyom, yoyim ruha goyim, bedin oso, ki hem anshe emes, vetoroso emes, aval im mitnahagu im ha-goyim, beramoyis, yomru, re'em ma she'oso ha-kadosh baruch hu, shebochar lechelkoi, ganovim beramoyim. כי הקדוש ברוך הוא פיזר עויסונו בארוצס כדי שיתוספו עליהם גיירים. בכל זמן שהם מתנהגים ברמויס, מי ידובד בהם? והרי הקפיד הקדוש ברוך הוא על הגזר של הרשעים, ותמלא הארץ חומס. And he destroyed the world because of חומס, although they were רשעים. The Be'er HaGoylo, in Siman Shin Mem Ches, Hilchus Gnebo, Shreb Terazazah. Because there, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Gezel HaGoy, Tos HaGoy, Mutar Osur. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Gezel HaGoy is Osur. Fine. Gezel HaGoy is Osur, but Tos HaGoy is Mutar. They gave you more change. Or wrong change. To your benefit. Or you ordered in line and they send it twice. I didn't charge you once. It's not in Shulchan Aruch Hadei, Vidos. Oh. Tovis Agoi is Mutar. Or of course, Alvoso is Vaiter Mutar. Ubilvash shelo yivod alo, deleika chilul Hashem, the prime of chilul Hashem. Fine. Yesh omrim de osu lat oisoi, some say not, to mislead him is osu. But if he misled himself, like they sent you twice the same item, and then charge you once, or whenever, al pi din es muter. The Be'er HaGoylo writes, Ha'ikar V'ani koisev ze ladoirois. I'm writing this for generations to come. Sheraiti rabim godlu v'eshiru. Many Yidden became wealthy. Mintoyus ha'akum. From that order on Amazon, you became a groyser gvir. V'lo hitzlichu v'yordu nichsehem letimyoin. Everything went down. V'lo hinichu achrehem brocho. כמו שקוסו בספר חסידים, ורבים אשר קידשו את השם, והחזירו תוס האקום. גודלו והעשירו והצליחו והניחו ישרום לאוילה להם. The left to their generations. We're talking about toys, and never mind about gezel, never mind about taxes. In the Sefer Katakemach, Rabbeinu Bach here writes similar to this. Er schreibt auf lang, he writes very, very long. It's a langish tigel. Vekama avoinois vechatoyes vehuhoires yesoidus hatoyro veikar shoresh haemuno vekama batim shel ashire shalva ashirim which are in peace. Nev du al zois, like if he copied him. He didn't, but like. Kama mamoinois, kama oitzrois, nev du, the yordu letimion, because of Gezel Akum. He's talking Gezel. Avero zuhi chamura mikor shara averes. Gezel shel rabim shu oven plili. And that is Gezel aniyim yesuimim vealmones. When a person is talking in this moment about taxes, when you don't pay taxes, you are gugoyzel aniyim yesuim ve'almonos. Indirectly, it's a groma. Behu avon machiv haguf ve'hanefesh. It was a klolos shel rabim ve'shel aniyim ha'yesuimim, and so on and so forth. Look in Katakemach. It's long. Let's see in Eretz Israel, because like I said before, many Rishonim hold that in Eretz Israel is no din, dina de malchusa dina, because Eretz Israel belongs to all of us.
The Rav said that this is only Musar, right? This is not halacha.
I don't understand, there's only one Torah. You could say it's Musar, it's halacha, call it whatever you like. In here there's only one Heilige Torah. I never saw two. It's Einzach. So Mimela Dina de Malchus Dina and the Musa, everything's the same. I don't know, the Be'er HaGoylo is the Shoresh HaHaloch in Shulchan Aruch. He is the, and you see what he wrote? On the same page in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Mem Ches, it's on the page. In Eretz Yisrael, the Shaila of Dina de Malchus Dina, it's very, 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 discussed altogether. First of all, I'm talking Bizman Amalchus, not now. Bayom Imahem is in Din HaMalchus because maybe doesn't belong to the Melech, belongs to all of us, and so on and so forth. If Din HaMalchus is based on the ownership of the king, so to the Eretz Yisrael was never owned by any king, fine.
But didn't the Navi tell them you're going to have a king and this is going to be the situation?
So again, I say, It depends on that sugya if Melech Mutarbo or Melech Osurbo. Depends very much in that sugya. How you pass them. That also is a machlokes. Whether Melech Mutarbo or Melech Osurbo. And you just meant to scare them, to get them scared. That's all it meant. Today's Dina de Malchusa, quote unquote, and Eretz Yisrael, the government, the Chazonish Paskin very clear in Per Hador, Sabracht, Bering Tzach HaMaise. What was the Maise? The Maise was that a certain moment, the beginning of the state, is the problem of Truma Samaisras was not controlled by anyone. There was no, and people didn't give Truma Maisras. How do you fix it? How do you fix it? There was a suggestion that in the Rabbanot, kind of, that the government will do it. We'll take Maisras from this for the entire crop of the country. Good? One of the reasons why that shouldn't work, because an odom me'aser mishaloy ashel chaveiroi, I cannot do ma'aser from matua on yours. The opposition said, no, that everything belongs to the government. Again, din ha'adam al chusa. And that the Chazon Ish passed very clearly, en ze dina de malchuso ela dina de chamsonuso. Clearly. In today's Medina, it's not dina de malchuso, but dina de gazlanuso, de chamsonuso. It's a chamsonim be gazlonim. Because the entire government is based on, you know what. That he passed very, very clearly.
Because
they're on Svara, because we're all showing. No, because they're Gazlonim, because they are showing.
Why is it different than any other country that took over another one?
They are Reshoim and they are.
Because they should be going with the Torah.
Exactly. They are in Paltin Shel Melech, in the house of the king, doing against him. In every aspect, in every way.
Is it because they're Yidden?
Yeah, sure, the Yidden.
So the Ottomans would have been different then.
Surely, but the Alon Goldstein, who is a judge, Alon is a Goyish name. Goldstein is a Yiddish name, but that's the same person. Alon, it's not a Jewish name, not in Tanakh. It's created by them. And he may be Jewish, who knows? But. It's a Rosh Merusha. He's over on Kona Torah Kula. Once, Rav Ovadia Yosef in the radio, he had a shiur Motzei Shabbos for many, many years, and he said that Kol HaShoftim, all the judges in Bedin HaElyon, I'm sorry, Bet Mishpat HaElyon means Supreme Court, are all of them possible? Kulam bo aleni dot. It went into the media the following second and the next second. Went into the media of 6 million people that the chief rabbi said, Bo aleni dot. You know, you couldn't say the itre first. He said, Bo aleni dot. Worse than that, there isn't. While he was a chief rabbi, he couldn't talk because he's working for the government. So, whatever that is, he cannot mix in politics if he did, but once he left, on the early 80s. So one of the shiurim was this, that they are Yidden, should they Yidden? Who knows? Paraklponim, you cannot say Dina de Malchusa when all of them are Eshoim Gomurim.
There was no Dina de Malchusa, but Menashe and the other Malchi Yisrael that were
Eshoim? Those kings in Melochim that you and I picture Eshoim, today they would be big tzaddikim. When we learn Tanakh, the way you have to learn Tanakh. But if you read Tanakh the way it appears, then you think that the problem that the Yeshayahu HaMelech had with Menashe is the same thing like some chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael has with Bibi. Same idea, more or less. You measure the same. Yeshaya and Menashe, or Yeshaya and Ahav, is more or less like today's Rabbanut Arashit with Gimel Mem LeMoshe. You remember her? Same thing. Or with Dalet Bet Gimel. The same thing. The chief rabbi, Rabbi Herzog, and Dalet Bet Gimel, it's the same thing like Yeshaya, Novil Havdil, and Ahav, both the same problem. History, it repeats itself. Halila like that. In both ends. So Mimela is Dina Malchus in Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very questionable. Going to back to this country.
At the end of the day, you're allowed to speak.
You're allowed to?
Speak. Drive over the speed.
It must have to do with this. Someone who speeds is a roidev. You could kill him. Someone who drives a car in 100 miles or 90 miles in a highway is a roidev. Is a roidev. you could shoot him.
What about the Chil Hashem and Eretz Yisrael? People will say, oh, we have Ganavim and Ramayim and Hashem has Ramayim.
Chilul Hashem is not what people say. Chilul Hashem is what you're supposed to do. That's Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is not what Goyim or others talk or Freie Yidden talk. That's not Chilul Hashem. It's a spy. You're also Chilul Hashem, and I'm also Chilul Hashem, and everybody here is Chilul Hashem, the way we dress. Our dress code is Chilul Hashem. That's what they say. Chilul Hashem is not what Gentiles or non-Frumi Yidden talk. Chilul Hashem is what Shulchan Aruch says. And if you don't do it, that's Chilul Hashem. Not that they say, well, it's only been angry teachers, Chilul Hashem. Chalila v'chas. You don't measure Chilul Hashem like that. So what they say is okay. They are the Chilul Hashem, not us. They are the Chilul Hashem that they have such a system of place of making such a constitution. The Shulchan Aruch Harav has a very important nekuda here in Meches, in taxes. V'chen hasar, bayumim ahem, the sar owned, let's say the state, or half of the country. Lefikach ha-mavriach min ha-meches, oy v'ra lo tigzor. B'nei shu goizel et ha-melech. U'mechaser oy, she-hareh, why you mechaser him? Haya yachol limkor ha-nozu shel masa u-matam be-artzo le-ish acher. In order for you to open an alcoholic, let's say, the department to open a store that sells alcohol, you have to pay taxes. Machstashti, whatever you do, and you don't pay. Good. So it is the king could sell those rights to someone else who pays. You don't. Again, it's goyzel menat ha-melech. That's sharei haya yachol. Limkor hanozu, the rights of selling this, of selling that, importing, exporting, all those rights, he could have sent to someone who that pays. Shamelech muhzak hu b'ma shemagi aloy. This is the Lashon of the Marik. Me'avodav hoil v'hiskimu alav b'nei oisa haaretz. V'chol asher lahem meshubad l'avodosoy. One reason why Tosfos says to pater us from shvi'is and Truma Samaisas in Chutzal Oretz, in Mekoimus that they are Chayav, not here, close to Eretz Israel, Surya, etc. One reason is because our Karko is a Meshubat Namel, Meshum Dina de Malchusadina, so our Karka doesn't belong to us. Wow. You own a Karka in Mekoimus, which are Chayav and Maisem and the Rabbonon, Surya. Huh? But we don't give Maisem today in Surya, which is true. The toys is because our karka is meshubat lamelech, and therefore, it's his. So it's part of my ma'aser. Uchilu hi b'rshusoy, kevan shu be'artzoy, ve'amavriach goizel menat ha'melech, the share of the melech, shebo mershut ha'melech. He takes it away from the melech. Tshuva in the Igros Moshe, someone had a yeshiva, doesn't say to whom. Sometimes the Igros Moshe doesn't write who is it addressed to, Mipnei HaKovet. Most of the time he does. Sometimes Ezogt Nisht. I know who this tshuva was written to, he's not an iftar already. What happened? Because this Medina is Medina Shel Malchus Shel Chesed, and the entire matora of this Medina is lehetiv, etoshavei ha-Medino, and there is programs that they help the students in every school in order for them to study, to grow, and part of that is Moshe Dosh HaTorah receive benefit from that for the Talmidim, vadai, kol roshei ha-yeshivos ve-ha-menahalim ve-ha-talmidim, they recognize that. U-mevarchim shlom ha-Medina, because to help them. ואנחנו מוזהורים מהשם יזבורך שציוונו בתורסו הקדושה להיזוהר מליקח יויסר מכפי התנאי של הממשולו שקובו להם. Even if you could get it, if through some pekidim, some workers. Shelevash is a isur gezel. Besides gezel, the isurim gedolim she sheker vechosa v'gneva sadas v'gam chilu Hashem u'bizoyin atero velomdeho v'em baze shum horahat eter lomar to the memshala that the yeshiva has more talmidim than what it really has. It was a very small yeshiva, I don't want to say where, who presented to the programs 2,000 talmidim. It reached Washington, and then they looked into it. 2,000 talmidim is only one of them. Bayomi Mahem Lakewood had approximately 2,000. And this one is coming from New York City. As far as we know, it's only one. This time I didn't have more than 20 or 30. And he wrote a list of 2,000. ולא נחשדו ראשי הישיבס שהם ירא שמיים לומר שקר ולא יאמר שיש יויסר תלמידים ממה שיש. מצאנו לנכון לעורר שהמסנדבים שמביאים לדבויסיהם לעזוק את התורה שלא יגרמו גזל והפסד מומן למדינה שלא כדרך התורה ודיני הממשלה שלא יקושלו. Everyone knows the story, and if not, I'll tell you. When Rav Moshe came to this country, he had on his passport the date of his birth, like if he would be 5-6 years older. Whatever reason, he didn't have a record, whatever reason it was. When he came here and he was registered in the Social Security, he started to get Social Security checks 5 years earlier. Nicht schlecht. He returned all of them to the Social Security. Told the Rebbetzin, put it back in an envelope, and send it back. Although it says akum, yene meant that I am 65. I'm only 60. Zoller meinen. What can I do? Zoller meinen. Let him think I'm 65. No problem. I agree. I accept that I'm an old man. Makasha. Is from all this you could understand how chomur was and is ben hapoiskim the inyan from taxes and both in klali. I cannot go into details every case and every kind of taxes or every sort of declaration or incomes or all that is very too many details for that. The Be'er HaGeulah writes somewhere else, not where I read, somewhere else. The minhag שמנהיג הקהילו יש עומדים על המשמור. Oh, just like there is a משמר of קשרוס, there is, ברוך השם, משמרס הקשרוס, הוועד, הדוס, רבונים, בזדין, הכשרים. There was such a thing of a משמר שלא לעשות שקר ועוולה לאומוס העולם, ומכריזים ונויסנים רשוס לפרסם ולגלויס את שמום של האנושים אשר לא יקחים Behakofo, they borrow and they never pay to Musa'ilum. The Mefarsim, let's say, in Shul, before you come Purkan, Elohim, and you say their names. Misha Roitze Livroyach Vrole Shalim Lahakum, Megalimese, Vembose Din Moiser. Wow. Megalimese. I don't know how far Megalim, but Megalim. And that's not Moise. If I call the IRS on you, Zotanishka Moise. Ve'em bazedin ela kemeshi v'aveda la'akum mishum she'akum because of Chilul Hashem. Ma shenogea la'malchus. U'ma shememune al kach, em bazed isur. Ela lechatchila k'day shelo lekabel misra. Better not take such a job. You know, that's cleaning the sewer. Who needs it? But Rabbi Metzner Moshe has a tshuva about this. That's something else. I'm reading from the Be'er HaGeulah. Or better said, someone who calls Be'er HaGeulah. I don't have it. So mefarsimim, I know you don't do what you're supposed to do. So bat far ashre on Shabbos musaf, eklapt umezok ve'eluhem. And you start alphabetical order. I have to stop. Dina de Malchusa Dina has other aspects and branches: bankruptcy, inheritance, competition. Copyright. Few more. Tonight we spoke only about missing taxes. That's all. But there is another, the many more branches to Dina de Malchusa Dina. Yerusha is very complicated, very complex too. And bankruptcy more, competition because of Dina de Malchusa, copyright, the hulu. We will see you, Mitzvah Hashem, next time.